We continue our reading of the Gospel of Matthew. Today we begin at chapter 13, verse 44, and we'll continue to the end of the chapter in verse 58. Matthew 13, 44 to 58. Now, Matthew 13 is a really important chapter. It contains the kingdom parables of the Lord Jesus Christ, and it begins, we earlier read, the parable of the soils. Four types of responses to the preaching of the gospel. Only that which truly believes is saved. That's called the master parable because in it, Jesus tells us how the parables work. So he's continuing that, and he gives here the parable of the hidden treasure and the parable and the pearl of great price. And he compares the kingdom of God to a man who finds a treasure in a field. And imagine you discover that there's a certain piece of property, and in that property, there's a great treasure. But to be able to get to the treasure, you have to buy the land, and to be able to afford the land, you have to sell everything you own. And Jesus says that's the way the gospel is. That's the way salvation is. When you realize it, you do it. And you don't let anything hinder you from laying hold of salvation. And then he gives the example of a merchant who's always been looking for the great pearl. He finds it, but it's so expensive. He has to sell everything, but he does because of the value of that pearl. That's salvation. What he's saying is don't let anything stand between you and salvation. In fact, that's interesting to me. He says it's like a man who does that. Isn't it true that not only must we be willing to do that, in practice we end up actually having to do that? Jesus says, whoever would follow me, let him take up his cross and follow me. There's a death to a whole way of life. But what makes it worthwhile? The thrill, the excitement, the benefit of being saved. That's what Jesus says. The kingdom of God is like. Then he gives another parable called the parable of the net or the dragnet. And the scenario is some fishermen, they've got their nets and they bring them in. They're full of fish. Some are good, some are bad. They don't know. While the net's out there, they can't tell. When it comes ashore, then they sort them out and the bad fish are thrown away. And Jesus says that sorting will take place on the last day, at the close of the age. And then we have classic Jesus language about the wicked being thrown into a fire. Now, that's another highly informative parable. It goes with the earlier parable of the weeds. The parable of the weeds earlier in the chapter says a farmer planted a crop, a good crop of wheat, but an enemy came in and sowed weeds among the wheat. He says you can't sort them out now. If you pull the weeds out, you pull the wheat out. I find that very informative to ministry. It is not my job, it is not the job of the church, it's not the job of the elders of the church to ensure that everyone here is saved. Jesus tells us that in the church, in the kingdom of heaven, we'll be saved and unsaved. We trust the great majority actually saved. It's the people's responsibility to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. People come to the elders, and it's always very dramatic when we receive new elders, new members. They make profession of faith. But we can't read the heart. It's you who must sell everything and buy the treasure. And at the end of the age, the sorting will take place. So what is the church to do? Well, verses 50 to 51 and 52 says what we're to do is we're to preach the word. The net's out there now. The net is in the water. And what we're to do, we're to go fishing with the ministry of the word. He says we're to be like one who's trained in the kingdom of heaven, that we're like a master who brings out the treasure. We bring out the word of God. We're the stewards who bring out the ministry, and the sorting will take place at the end of the age. Well, it's interesting, this language, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, is language that we don't often think in terms of, and people will often say, well, what does it mean, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God? The passage concludes with the answer, it means Jesus. It means Jesus in his person and his work and his saving reign. This little episode of the end, we'll read, Jesus goes back, it comes up much earlier in Luke's gospel, but here in the narrative, he's going back to Nazareth. And the people reject him, and you'll see why. Who does he think he is? It's Jesus, the carpenter's son. And they despise Jesus, and he doesn't do his miracles there. The kingdom of heaven is Jesus. It's Jesus we lay hold of. It's Jesus who saves us. Well, let's give ear then to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, Matthew 13, 44 to 58. Jesus continues, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field which a man found and covered up. Then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls who, on finding one pearl of great value, went and sold all that he had, and he bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and gathered fish of every kind. When it was full, men drew it ashore and sat down and sorted the good into containers, but threw away the bad. So it will be at the close of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all these things? They said to him, yes. And he said to them, therefore every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like a master of a house who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old. And when Jesus had finished these parables, he went away from there, and coming to his hometown, he taught them in their synagogue, so that they were astonished and said, where did this man get these wisdom and these mighty works? Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary? And are not his brothers James and Joseph and Simon and Judas? Are not all his sisters with us? Where then did this man get all these things? And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor except in his hometown and in his own household. And he did not do many mighty works there because of their unbelief. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our Lord abides forever. Amen.